call.
Aaron Armstrong.
Here.
Guy Falcon.
Here.
Kathleen Greenberg-Pinez.
Here.
Frank Hay.
Here.
Leonard King.
Here.
Stan Karofsky.
Here.
Richard Levine.
Here.
George Palmer. Steve Trombley.
Here.
Nathan Bull.
I would let other board members know that George did call in. He has an emergency, farm emergency. He's going to try to make it as soon as he can. So.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I respectfully request that the vote on the contract be moved later in the agenda to accommodate George.
I can do that until try to get.
Okay. Thanks.
I'll keep bumping it.
Because I know that he wanted
he would
to
want
be
to,
here.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a very good suggestion. Under C, approval of the agenda. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education approve the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll open the floor for public comment. Anyone who would like to address the board in a comment?
I have one. I'm Greg Myers, the president of the Beekman Town Teachers Association. I have a short little statement that I'd like to make. I rise as the president of the Beekman Town Teachers Association to make the following statement. For the past 7 months, the Beekman Town Teachers Association and the Beekman Town Central School District have engaged in negotiations for a successor agreement. Each party was fully represented by its members, the district by Superintendent Amel, Stan Karofsky, Leonard King, and a BOCES labor relations specialist, who were vested with the necessary authority to conduct negotiations. Negotiations were conducted thoroughly, fairly, and in good faith. Both parties reached agreement and signed a memorandum of agreement reflecting the negotiated agreement. I would like to publicly thank the two board members, Stan Karofsky and Leonard King, along with the superintendent for putting countless hours into the negotiations process with the result being a fair and equitable agreement. I would like to report that the Beekman Town Teachers Association has, earlier this evening, ratified with an overwhelming majority. We had one no vote and one abstention, the memorandum of understanding agreed to by the parties. We urge the Board of Education to support the efforts of their representatives who came to the table vested with the authority necessary to negotiate and reach an agreement by passing this motion this evening. In conclusion, the Beekman Town Teachers Association looks forward to continuing to work with the district in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other comments that anyone would like to make to the board tonight? Okay, we'll move on. Item three, reports. Superintendent.
Yes, I have three items to report on. As I always try to, and it's never hard, finding good news to talk about, I do have some items of good news. First of all, for those who arrived early enough and were able to enjoy in the platter of holiday refreshments that were very secretly hidden underneath the coffee pot, I might add. We need to thank Roxy Barnes for that. She put the platter together anticipating tonight's meeting and thought it might be just nice for the early risers to, in fact, have some holiday cheer. So, Roxy, thank you so much for doing that. Also, I mentioned Hal Gold and his wife, Robin. And Hal, by the way, is the director of local contracts for the Cisco grocery suppliers to our district. Recently, Hal and Robin provided 16 turkeys to the district to be given to families of choosing by the High School Community Service Club and the school counselors. Mr. Gold and Robin have done the same thing for several other districts, and I understand this is a generous act that's been done for several years. Roxy, of course, has already formally thanked the Golds for their kindness and their generosity, and I simply wanted to appraise the board of that same fact as well. So thank you again to the Gold family. Just a quick update, the district did receive 43 applications for the to-be-vacated positions, superintendents of buildings and grounds 1. The process is, for those who may not be familiar, we sent all of the applications to the Civil Services Office. The first step is that they review the applications to determine who, in fact, is eligible on the list. Sometimes applications come in for positions for which they fail to meet the qualifications, and civil service has the responsibility of doing that first round. So they have them as we speak. Once that is done, then I will be contacted by them to be told who among these 43 are in fact eligible for future consideration or continued consideration for employment. There is a civil service exam. The good news, the bad news part of that is we know that there is an exam. The not so good news about it is that the exam is not going to be offered until November of 2009, which means, and put simply, that all of the applicants who wish to pursue consideration do so with the understanding that we will make a provisional appointment recommendation to the board at some point. And it won't be before, it will be before the exam is given. Obviously, we have a position to fill relatively soon, as you well know. So I did send a letter today to all of the applicants informing them of the process so they wouldn't be left in the dark, if you will, if not understanding what the delay might be, or did I not turn all my materials in, or what's next, that kind of thing. So I've apprised them of that in a letter. But I wanted the board to understand that as well, that while the test is not going to be given until November of 2009, I still will take the names of the applicants that otherwise qualify from civil service, put our interview team together, conduct our interviews, and make a recommendation. The appointment at that time will be a provisional appointment. And again, the individual, whomever it is, to keep the position post November of 2009 would have had to have scored in the top three of all of those individuals who took the exam. And we're very hopeful, obviously, that's going to happen anyway, and that we'll have a lot of choices to consider when we do our interviews. So I'm simply giving you an update as a board, and also kind of giving you advance notice if anyone would like to serve on an interview team from the board. I think certainly one and maybe a cap of two members would suffice, and I certainly can arrange the interview schedule around a day, late afternoon or evening for that matter, because for the position like this, a number of these individuals may in fact be working up until the dinner hour, and it's very possible we would want to conduct the interviews in the evening instead. So
if we can work it out, I'll
do. Okay. Thank you.
My Mondays are open.
Okay. Monday would be a preferred date then.
For time. If you don't Super. Want to do it at night.
Okay. Very good. Last item is, again, informational item. The Town of Beacon Town Board was sent a letter from Mr. Strong on December 1st. We were seeking a formal agreement with the town to use the town pumps for fueling our unleaded vehicles. You may recall, I shared with you in the past, that we had some difficulties with one of our storage tanks. It had to be emptied. We've done that. And we are postponing the cost of trying to buy a new one. Certainly at this critical time, and with this offer and dialogue with the Dennis relations with the town board, we feel really good about the possibility that we'll be able to postpone that for some indefinite period of time. So as we speak, we are in fact fueling the unleaded vehicles from the town pumps. Gentleman's agreement, we will get billed the New York State contract price, as you would expect we would. But to formalize it for a longer period of time, we need to have the agreement signed. And I was just reminded, Don reminded me, that I think next week, early next week on our agenda, is a meeting with their town board to simply do the 5-minute overview of what the plan is and then seek their formal approval that we can sign off on the agreement. So that's also, I guess, good news. Falls under that same category. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions? Mr. Klamser.
Yes, I just have one item to report on this evening, and that is in reference to the 403B retirement plan, which the board will have the opportunity to vote on later this evening under the miscellaneous section. Come January 1, 2009, the Internal Revenue Service has changed some of the regulations regarding 403B and employer responsibilities surrounding those types of retirement plans. One of those changes is going to require the district to have a plan adoption agreement, which pretty much, in the simplest form, is a paper document that outlines what our plan involves. For instance, this document would address whether we allow hardship withdrawals or not out of a 403B plan. This document would address whether we allow transfers if an employee was hired, or somebody was hired into the district, and they had a 403B with another company or another school district. whether or not we would allow a transfer of that 403B into our plan, whether we would allow an employee to take a loan from their 403B. All of these things are things that were part of the 403B plan previously, but we never had a written document that actually outlined what the plan entailed. For January 1, 2009, the IRS is requiring that we have such a document. So in reference to that document, we have worked with the Omni Group, which is our third-party administrator for the 403B account, and they used an IRS template, and they sent that to all the school districts they worked with. We filled out a survey of what products we wanted to include, or we had already been including in our 403B. They took that information, rolled it into a plan agreement, and then printed the plan agreement, which I believe all of you have received in your board packets, and that has also been reviewed by Joe and approved by Joe. So at this point, if the board approves that tonight, then we'll sign that plan agreement, and that will be in effect from January 1st going forward. It doesn't really affect any of the current plans because what is in the plan agreement is really what we've been doing. We just didn't have an actual written document to address that. As a separate issue, the IRS has also changed where the 403B vendors, that would be the company that you invest your funds with, have to sign a information sharing agreement with the Omni Group or with the school district. And because of tightening of the compliance regulations, some of those companies will not sign that information service agreement. So what some of our employees will experience is that their company will no longer be available to invest into. And that's not something that has been decided upon by the district. Some districts only offer so many products for their 403B. They may say you have six vendors to choose from. This district has been very open with that, and we've allowed our employees to invest their funds with anybody. Unfortunately, because of the IRS change in regulations, some of those vendors will no longer offer the 403B. So therefore, an employee that might be with XYZ fund that no longer is available through the Beekmantown plan will have to, through their financial advisor, open a plan through a different fund group. That's kind of a separate section. It doesn't have to do with our plan adoption agreement that you're doing a resolution by tonight, but it's part of the January 1 change. So you may hear some different things about people who will no longer be able to use their current 403B plan. Unfortunately, sometimes the financial advisor only works with a certain company, and that might mean that they can't work with that financial advisor anymore as well. But then again, that's an IRS regulation, and that's a vendor choice. So XYZ vendor made that choice not to sign the agreement, not the Beekmantown School District. So it's important for you to also know that.
Kathy? Have you considered sending out an informational letter to the employees to let them know the law change and that it's not our discretion? Or is the fund responsible, I'm assuming, to let them know as well?
Well, so we have done that. We have sent a we've sent an email out to all the employees. It doesn't affect everybody because not everybody participates,
right.
But we went ahead and covered everyone with this memo. And then we've pretty much directed everyone to an 800 number for a compliance assistant at the Omni Group who's trained in answering these questions and helping the employee through the process. They probably also have received some correspondence from their vendor that have said, we're no longer to be participating. So I know that's happened as well. So I think at this point in time, everybody that should have been informed has been informed. But we are still receiving some phone calls in the business office.
Thank you.
Guy, did you have a question?
Same question. However we set up the rules, and I'm assuming we're going to let them transfer into the new plan, but if that wasn't an option, they could still keep the old plan, but they just can't put any more money in it, right?
Correct. Well, yes, they could keep the old plan. No, we're not allowing transfers in.
Right.
And the reason why we're not allowing transfers in is because, quite simply, it's a risk for the district to allow somebody to transfer a plan into our 403B when we're not sure if they've already exceeded certain regulations in the other plan, and then they start with our district and they may have been close to meeting their yearly maximum, and then they start making contributions, and they surpass the maximum. Now the school district has received the liability for that. So for that risk purpose, we have not allowed transfers into the plan. So yes, no.
Okay.
Or no, yes, in that order, I guess.
But they're covered. They don't lose it.
Yeah, they can keep their plan.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? We'll move next to four, the minutes. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education
Motion.
Held on the following two.
Second.
Thank you. Richard, thank you, Guy. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstains? Those? Motion carries. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby accept the minutes of the Operations Committee on November 18, 2008.
Motion. Second.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Leonard. Comments? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. New business. And before I cite this, you did receive, hopefully everyone got the extra packet.
Yes.
That came late. That's timely. That's why we did it. So I hope that's okay. If you need a few more minutes to lose that, maybe you say something. CSE recommendations. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends that the Board of Education approve the CSE recommendation stated 12908.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Kathleen. Karen. Thank you, Karen. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Anybody that wishes to pass those back in?
But you should have two.
Oh, you'd like to kind of move them around. Under personnel appointments. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to appoint Amy Palmer as a 40% student with disabilities, grade 1 through 6 teacher, effective 12-1-08 to 6-30-09, at a salary of $14,567.20, which is prorated. Amy Palmer holds initial certification in the area of students with disabilities, grades 1 through 6.
Motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Thank you, Guy. Questions? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education the following winter athletic position for the 2008-2009 school year as indicated below.
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Karen. Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? No. Motion carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following substitute appointments beginning on the date indicated.
Move the list.
Thank you, Richard.
Set.
Thank you, Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under D, and I'll give you the name. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Lynn Wang as a 10-month librarian aide at the prorated salary of $13,255, effective 12-10-08. W-A-N-G. Lynn, L-Y-N-N. That was just completed.
Early this afternoon.
Early. Very late.
I think it's pronounced Wang.
I made the motion.
Yes, Richard. And Steve seconds. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Without being specific, can you tell us that or assure us that this person went through the normal process and so forth and is recommended?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. That's why it's coming late, because it took time to get through the process.
Okay.
And because we... And it's a good time, I think, to remind all board members we don't have a second meeting this month.
Correct.
That's why I allowed that to come forward this time.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained? Noes? Motion Motion carries. Resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint the following fitness center community supervisor.
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you, Leonard. Thank you, Karen. Questions? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under tenure, resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following tenure appointment effective on the date indicated, as listed below. Thank you, Richard.
I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. Questions? Comments? On behalf of the board, I'd like to, I don't know if she's here.
I was looking as well. Is any, thank you, Chair.
Yeah, she is.
Stand up and give everybody a wave.
Oh, yes,
wave back there.
I just told her in first.
Yeah.
Now you can clap.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. Sorry, that's a little, I should have thought. Make some more tests. Under miscellaneous, resolved that Superintendent of Schools recommends the Board of Education to adopt the 403B retirement plan effective January 1, 2009, as presented. Pending review of the school attorney, who has reviewed that.
Second.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Guy. Any additional questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. I will postpone B. And continue down. We'll come back to that if we can get George in. Under six, policy. Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the following policies.
I'll move the list.
One second.
Thank you, Richard.
Can we just have a few minutes before the vote just to scan again, real quick?
Yeah.
Thanks. There's something else.
So we still have a lot of stuff to do yet. All in favor?
Aye.
I think she wanted to speak.
Oh, she wants to look them over now.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I apologize.
It was just, I didn't dog ear it, and I just.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Again.
I think I got my question answered earlier, but I just want to make sure. I'm okay. Thank you. Yep.
I apologize again.
That's all right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Under this point of policies, I was going to bring it up in miscellaneous, but I talked to the board the last time about the possibility of having a policy for our three-time sports people. Mm-hmm. After a lot more review of that from state agencies, and our AD did a lot of homework on this, school boards is basically telling us it's not a good thing to do because of just there's a few possibilities of students not getting credit for certain pieces of their sports or PE, and at this time they're saying that we shouldn't. So I think we'll follow those of
us. Recommendation.
I think we should follow the recommendation. There's a lot of pieces to it.
Just because there's a lot of teachers here?
Yes.
Could you let them know what we're talking about by the three-time?
Oh, the three sports?
Three sport. Okay,
well, we were looking at the possibility of allowing juniors, 10th through 12th grade. The state of New York does allow school districts, with a policy in place, to allow three-time sports students that are in a sport for three times, fall, winter, spring concept, that they do not have to attend PE because they're in quite a physical sport to begin with. And I was looking at that as a possibility of bringing that forward to the board to put a policy together to have those three groups, or the sports groups with three sports students, that is, give that a little bit more freedom of time, not having to attend a PE. Give them time to study, or because there's a lot of times, I'm sure, that they're stretched with time, especially as juniors, because they have probably have the heaviest workload. But under the circumstances, it's just not recommended by school boards to do that. So at this time, we will forgo that. We could look at it again in the future, but right now, there's too many pieces that school boards have found over across the state that students are impacted from time to time. And when we looked at it, I was talking to Mr. Amo about it. It's like there was a lot to it. It seemed very simple, but there was a lot of problems that kept cropping up, and it's like, well, what about this or what about that? So I think probably it's a great idea, but it's not time yet.
Thanks.
Under financial, resolved that the Board of Education accept the following reports as presented by the Audit Committee.
I'll move it. 1 second.
You don't have to hurry, Steve.
My favorite committee.
Hey, we're accepting application.
No.
Okay.
I'm busy.
Richard, you get the second on that?
Yes.
I take offense to that, Steve.
That's okay.
Never
mind.
Get over it.
It's not personal. You'll
get over it by the end of the night.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. At this time, I'd also like to mention that we are going to be adding a new person to the financials and losing one. I've asked Guy to take over from my position, so I have a little more time with other things. So he will be the person for the board in my position on the audit committee. He's graciously accepted.
You got hornswoggled.
You're going to love it.
You'll
love it.
What's that?
It is.
It's a wonderful committee.
I talked to Dave Goslin today. I'm running around my wheelbarrow.
You and the governor can go round and round with the budget next year, I'm sure.
That will take effect.
Immediately. Probably should put that in the form of
2012.
So is there a meeting in January?
It's just
a January meeting.
When's the next meeting?
We just had one today, so next month.
Next month.
Yeah. That's
what you'll get. It'll be notification.
Oh, the power.
Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. What are neighbors for?
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get that across.
Resolved that the superintendent of schools. Oh, did we vote? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends that the Board of Education accept the following donations. Approve the amending the district budget to increase in the amount of.
Motion.
Second.
That's $500.
$500.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Leonard. Questions? Comments? Roll call, please.
Richard Levine.
Yes.
George Palmer. Guy Falcon.
Yes.
Frank Hay.
Yes.
Catherine Greenberg Funes.
Yes.
Leonard King.
Yes.
Karen Armstrong.
Yes.
Steve Trombley.
Yes.
Stan Karofsky.
Yes. Good news here. Resolved that the superintendent of the school recommends to the Board of Education that the Beekmantown Central School District as a third-party beneficiary of the existing payment in lieu of tax agreement with the Saranac Power Partners, LP, hereby consents to the execution and delivery of the first amendment to the payment in lieu of tax agreement to which the consent is attached, which is dated January 1, 2009, and in witness whereof the school district has caused this consent to be executed by one of its duly authorized officers.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Kathleen. Yes?
If I understood the information correctly, it looks like the town of Plattsburgh has entered into agreement to reduce the assessment on that Saranac project. Power Partners project. Mm-hmm. Will that mean that we will have to refund them any taxes from prior year or payments from prior years?
None of the conversations that we had during this whole process ever touched on that subject, so I'm answering then negatively because it was never brought up by any of the entities that this was a consideration.
So did they didn't discuss that?
Mm-mm.
They just have put it in the document?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask this question. When was the Article 7 lawsuit filed?
Starting as of 09, because 08 was the last, which they did pay.
They made a payment on it.
Okay.
So the next, I do believe, Joe, it's 3 years that this is when they paid the last.
I believe.
Yes. So for the next 3 years, from 08 or 09 through 11, this agreement would take place.
I have one other question. This might be more for Joe. After everything was all said and done, it's based on their ability to maintain their toll business, right? If the tolling agreements do not go through, there's no money available for income. But the first year is income that we are definitely going to get.
Yes, actually, the agreement doesn't come out until 09. And they're going to be receiving, I think it's in excess of $40 million next year. Thereafter, their contract with the state guarantee of payment per kilowatt-hour produced expires. When that expires, the amount of money that they will get is de minimis. Before, whatever they produce, they were paid for. And the problem now is that with the new the expiration of the agreement, which I guess will not be renewed to purchase this power, I think it's nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're only paid when the demand for the power is the greatest. If there's no demand, they get paid little or nothing for the power that they're producing. And even under this new tolling agreement, they're only going to be operating when they're, the entity requesting the power needs the power. So it's not going to be a 24-hour operation. As it has been.
Basically, this is not where we're getting any money.
Yes, Gary.
I know it won't impact our action on this piece of it, but I have a concern that the town lowered their assessment by $168 million and what that could do to us if we, and again, I don't know what an Article 7 lawsuit, you know, settlement is, but I just have a concern if we somehow have to kick in 20% of any type refunds.
We won't have to pay a refund because the previous pilot agreement was not based off of the assessed value of the property. It was a contractual amount of the payment,
okay,
which was set to expire the early part of 2009. So
it's probably for the
it's
the
moving
services
forward.
The town
at the end of the agreement, they were to go on the tax rolls at the assessed value, which was where this issue all came from, too. So we were expecting to lose the pilot agreement, but this actually extends the pilot agreement so that we get additional money that's not tied to the assessed value of the property.
Good. That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, of course, as I put in the update, the term of the extension, while less than the original agreement, is a number bigger than zero.
True.
Yeah. Which is what we were expecting to get.
Is this where we're all culpable with the agreement, or is it just a yay or nay?
I would do it by recall.
Any other questions? Can I have a roll call, please, then?
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer? Guy Falcon?
Yes.
Frank Hay?
Yes.
Kathleen Grinberg-Funes?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Steve Trombley?
Yes.
Dan Kraski?
Yes. We'll move to, I can still do additional.
Okay. Yes.
I can still do additional before I come back. We'll give you that much more. Under additional items, I'd like to, on behalf of the board, send a letter to the Golds also and the donation to the board with so choose.
We should.
So that would be, I think, appropriate. I'd also like to wish the board happy holidays. I'll give you a meeting off this month.
Is enough.
Safe. And I'll also extend that on behalf of the board to our employees. Have a good, safe holiday season. Come back anxious to work harder. Under attendance for the association school board, how many are planning on trying to make that crickets?
I can't raise my hand. She wants me to get it from CV Tech.
Yes.
That would be smart.
It's cheaper.
There, see? Job, do you want prime rib, chicken, or shrimp? Leonard.
Shrimp.
Can you tell me what the deadline is? Because I'm interested. But
the 21st. Which is next.
I'll be attending.
And what would you like?
I'm ready.
I'll go.
Food choice?
Your favorite. I'm ready.
Can I provide a brief comment on the speaker?
Yes.
I'm going.
That's
shrimp.
I will attend, but I will charge my bill.
Yes.
I'm doing my part to balance the budget.
Just as a quick reminder for that dinner event, Commissioner Mills, of course, is a featured speaker for the event, and he has been inundated by requests from school districts to do what I reported to you last time. We wanted him to be able to come to Beekman Town and spend time with us. So with a phone call that we received today, we're narrowing down the time slot. The commissioner is narrowing down the time slot to be in the Beekman Town District. We don't know the time yet, but we gave him some parameters. So just by virtue of the fact that we received the phone call suggests that it's still a go, that he'll be on campus sometime during the day prior to that evening. I've talked with the high school principal, Mr. Pichette, and I'm sure he has also by now spoken with the freshman academy group, both the mentors as well as some of the students, because that is a particular program that the commissioner expressed interest in learning more about. Also for that evening, as a reminder, students from a number of the school districts will be invited to come. In the event the commissioner cannot come to all the school districts, the plan for that evening is to have student representatives come, and their parents, of course, and they will form a kind of a town hall meeting with the commissioner and the students live in front of everybody.
That's fine.
So he will just carry on a dialogue with the kids from all these school districts, and they'll be able to talk with him and exchange the conversation and freelance with no scripts or anything.
Will Nate be involved with the student council and formulating some questions?
Yeah, get him here and tell him all this good stuff. But he'd be our appointed person to go. And if there is room, and there may be room even for more than one student rep from each district, if that's the case, then I certainly will keep going through the council or Nate and say, give me some more names of people I can formally invite. And the parents, of course, as well. They would participate with the meal, as you imagine, on their own. But having the student representatives there would be, I think, a really nice touch to just have they'll never be able to, you know, number one, since the commissioner's resigning or finishing up his term at the end of the year, they can clearly say they probably will never have an opportunity like this again with this commissioner because he won't be in office much longer. But secondly, how many students in their lifetime can speak to the fact that they had a private, almost a semi-private dialogue with the commissioner of education on the important issue of dropout prevention and concerns affecting high school seniors. So that's the plan for that evening.
Really nice.
Also, I will avail myself for the day, so I am representing the board. So the board members also, if you want, we'll try to get a schedule out to you of when that actually will happen so that you can be in attendance if you'd like.
You looking for suggestions? No. Okay, good.
I'm opening up the floor. I've already talked about discussion of the athletic piece. Yes?
Wondered if you've had any more thought about the BOCES issue that we discussed last month, about having Craig come in and discuss services.
I would like that. I would like to know. We send an awful lot of money out that way. I'd like to investigate that a little more on just what we're getting back for our returns.
Well, just in light of, just I want to make one more comment, Richard, excuse me. In light of this letter that Governor Patterson sent us at the end of November and how state aid over the last 2 years went up 20%, this year they projected 8.8%, and we don't even think we're going to get that. Our school is really going to be in dire shape. And so I'm thinking it's really timely before our budget decisions are made.
Are you going to be having questions about the cultures also? Because I have a listing of the cultures. I could bring that in. You know, some things that we spend money on, mm-hmm. that actually tells you what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll bring that in.
Yeah. If the board would like, we could set up probably a spotlight on the education piece and invite the group in. They did come in, I think, last year. Or was it the year before that?
It's been the year before. I don't think they were here last year.
Yeah, maybe it was the year before that.
A little while.
Where they,
mm-hmm.
Mr. King brought several representatives from that district.
I just don't know how we're going to do it. I hate to put the burden on the taxpayers with the increases.
Well, we're going to have to look hard and strong. So.
We're going to have to really make some changes.
We're talking about more financial. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're talking about more financial things going on, right?
Yeah.
Would it be, you got me on a committee. Would it be able to talk to the committee first and get some of the prelim done and then have them come talk to the board?
We could arrange that if you wanted to do it that way. That's a little more formal than what I was anticipating.
We don't want to go into that depth, I don't think.
Well, the audit, if I may, the audit committee's mandate really is to review financial statements.
Yes.
So that might be out of the scope of
it
the
is.
Charter
it is.
And the
yeah.
policy of the audit committee.
Yeah. Yeah. But we could just kind of come up with a field of questions that we'd like looked at, directions, and bring that in if the board could do that. Would you like to do that as a spotlight or just a...
Probably a spotlight.
Spotlight. I think it would be appropriate that way to kind of...
So should we just email you questions that we have?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think that's some basic
give us
presentation
some directions.
Anyway. They can break down how much spent on the special ed, how much on the, you know, for the electrician or whatever. They have all that information. So anything you want, they can produce.
Well, we should be able to produce that.
Yeah.
Yeah, email those to Mr. Amo so we have a collection area that we can make sure they all go into. And we'll sit down and kind of work out a schedule to do this with Mr. King.
What meeting would that be, Joanne? For this meeting? For the spotlight? What would the meeting be then?
Which one?
Yeah.
I think we need to probably... You mean first or second?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Is it the first or second meeting in January?
Well, since we've decided that, we're really not... It would be
sooner
more,
than...
It would be sooner than later.
That's...
Probably because we're coming up on...
It depends on where you can fit it in. Because you already have some already slotted, probably.
Yes, we do. We have some slotted. Plus, we need to contact Mr. King and find out when he could avail himself to the process. So we'll start that. We'll get it started.
Now, have you thought about a budget calendar for the board? I mean, the process for the spring. Have you developed one yet?
I haven't developed a calendar. We'll obviously be presenting it as a calendar, but we just... Literally, within the last 3 to 4 days, based on the moving pieces out of Albany, are talking about setting up and getting started sooner than later.
Have you gotten any information from Albany? And basically,
beyond what I've shared so far,
yeah,
no.
But
it's very, very tight lipped.
Are we going to see a decrease?
Very tight lipped. There's really nothing coming out of it. Primarily because it's in the governor's hands. Quite frankly, no one's really clear unless. I'm certain his close advisors, he's informed what he's thinking, but he's not
from the audit
talking to people.
He's supposed to be notified something on the 15th on a Monday. They're not leaking anything out prior to it. I mean,
let me rephrase that. The governor is expected to deliver his budget.
His proposed budget.
Right.
His proposed budget. That we all know.
I'm sure he'll notify me first.
Are you speaking about December or January?
December.
This month, Monday,
December. December
is when he had promised to deliver the budget.
Yeah. We will have a run, if you will, of the projected state aid. At least that's been his assertion before the holidays as to what the impact will be. If it's approved by the legislator, that's what we'd be looking at.
Thanks. So are there any other additional items? We can move back to item
CB
number
page 3.
CB under B, miscellaneous. Resolved that the Board of Education accept the negotiated agreement with the Beavertown Teachers Association commencing July 1, 2008 and ending June 30, 2011.
Motion.
As presented.
Second.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Kathleen. Roll call, please.
On behalf of the negotiating board, I'd like to thank the BTA for a good negotiations. I know that it was a long work sessions that we stood together, and both parties didn't get exactly what they wanted. But I do hope that as a board, we can put our differences aside and give you guys a good contract. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leonard.
Just curious.
Roll call.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
I want to ask for your excuse me for being late. You know, I just want to.
Okay, I'm pardoned.
Yeah,
you're rushing.
We informed
the board.
Okay. I want to make sure I didn't miss any executive sessions or
nope.
any discussions
nope.
since our meeting last week.
Nope.
And that kind of stuff.
Nope.
Like Leonard, I think it's a. I wish I could vote for this budget, for this contract, but in light of the uncertainty of the state economic conditions, it's not because I don't think the teachers aren't worth it. It's just for the taxpayer's sake, I think at this point I have to vote no until we have more information from New York State.
Guy Falcon?
I have to say it's the same thing George just did. No.
Frank Hay?
No.
Kathleen Greenberg-Funes?
With regret, no.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Karen Armstrong?
Yes.
Steve Trombley?
I too realize that there was a lot of time spent with this. I do appreciate Mr. Moyer's remarks. Since this was negotiations, this cannot be discussed right now. So the only comment I can make is there are reasons, very good reasons in my mind, for my vote, and my vote is no.
Dan Grosky?
I vote yes. The amendment to resolve is not passed. I'll again open the floor for public comment. If anyone would like to address the board.
I do have a comment.
Yes.
As a representative of the Beacontown Teachers Association, it is with great disappointment that I address you at this time. The teachers and the board committees negotiated in good faith, and the agreement was fair, equitable, and accepted by those who were engaged in the process of formal negotiations. It's discouraging that the Board of Education as a whole is not on the same page as the representative, and is not supporting Mr. Kurowski, Mr. King's, and Superintendent Amos' efforts in negotiations. Future negotiations will certainly continue to be difficult if the board cannot come together within the process. It also causes us to reflect about the effectiveness of the highest level of leadership in this district. The Board of Education's inability to unite begs the question of the ability to lead this district into the future.
Thank you. Is there any other? Address the board, please. Okay. We do have an executive session tonight, so I would like to have a motion.
For what reason?
To address the student.
Student situation. All right, I'll move it.
Okay, thanks.
Second.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, everyone, for coming this evening.
You have a motion. Second. You don't have a carry.
I have a second.
But you don't have a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
God, I got to remember to do that. Did your board want 5 minutes?
No, I'm okay.